Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Meyer's here. Jay's a great member of our Brain Trust. Good friend of mine, founder and president of Interactive Solutions, a technology company that's based out of Memphis but has offices in other places and customers all over the place. The author of an outstanding book, Keep Swinging, also Hitting the Curveballs. Those are two. I'm trying to remember. Is one of them or both of them won an award? Keep Swinging won the award, right?
That's right, Jim, and thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome back. So it's good to have you back, and I love talking to you, Jay, for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is, in addition to being a talking head, you've become a talking head. You're officially that now. But you're also a Main Street small business owner. You're out there where the rubber meets the road. You have real customers. You sell stuff that goes. Customers come in your front door and they walk out with your stuff. You have receivables. You have inventory, which most talking heads don't have. So anyway, tell us what's going on. And I know. Well, let me tell you a real quick story that I think you can appreciate. 26 years ago, 25 years ago, IBM was about to go out of business. They looked into their crystal ball and they said, you know what, if we keep doing what we're doing, we won't be in business at the end of the decade. So they changed from technology hardware to services and software and saved their company. You remember that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Does that sound familiar?
For IBM.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it does sound familiar. My sister worked for IBM for, almost 40 years, and I remember those days when they were making the transition. And Jim, that's what happened in my business, whether, IBM years ago to my business with video conferencing and audio visual stuff. Today, it's kind of gotten into a situation where the industry has put very little value on hardware. And the margin and anything you make to run your business has got to be made in services. And we actually recognized this probably almost 9 years ago when I first started doing interviews on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was part of a whole new kind of makeover. I was doing my business to put together part of our team that could, in fact, just one individual start selling services.
And congratulations, by the way, Jay. You're one of many people who get amazing revelations just by doing my show. So congratulations for that, by the way.
Well, Jim,
go ahead.
Duly noted there, right? But I do think that the tendency to want to focus on your past and everything in your comfort zone, we had to, 9 years ago, start doing some different things. Selling maintenance contracts was just the start of it. And then what we've tried to do for the last several years is to step up our game and do some things with project management, to even some of the installation and consulting services and things. In a proposal, they call it kind of like the soft cost, but it's where the profit is. And I think that the tough part for your listeners that are hearing this story, the tough part is it's not only just a financial challenge, it's a psychological challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jim, you and I know that sales guys want to run around and tell you, the size of the deals they got, $100,000.
Oh, yeah, our box is bigger. It's
right.
Faster. It's got a new color. Look at this new dial we added this year. We love stuff like that.
And you get your self esteem from the big numbers. I mean, my guys, and my sales team have multi-billion-dollar quotas. So, that's part of the game that we still have to play to a degree. But what we've tried to do is get them to understand that it's not just the revenue part of it. It's more important the profit, and the profit is coming out of services.
Yep.
So, again, we've had to step up our game. We're doing not only maintenance contracts, project management, installation, consulting. We have design services that in the past we used to just kind of include it in our overall proposal. But mm-hmm. now we've actually started to get paid for, just independent of what we're doing with the hardware, our design, and otherwise known as our intellectual property, Jim, which
yep.
you and I both know helps put a higher value on your business.
Absolutely. I've talked about it all the time. You know, Jay, about 9 years ago, I started I started thinking about things like you're talking about, and I started saying on my show, and it became part of my new book, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
You're still in love. You're still in love with the same industry that's brought you to the where you are today, had to the success you today. But somebody moved the cheese of your industry, and you had to go find it, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think that what is going on now, Jim, I mentioned to you earlier that I'm headed to an industry conference here today, this morning, in Atlanta, Commercial Integrator Summit. And I'll tell you that a lot of the guys that I'll see that have businesses like mine, integration firms all across the country, they're struggling with the past and trying to deal with the future. They just... Again, they can't seem to get their head around.
They can't pull the services. Trigger. They can't pull the trigger on making the adjustment, can they?
No, because they're so enamored with the big number, and it's just like they can't seem to settle in. The new formula for success is all about smaller numbers with more profit.
The other thing is that you and I learned a long time ago, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
Absolutely, and I think that what I've tried to drill into our in the last few years is that, folks, it's all about profitability. You know, we post all the revenue we want.
You probably had to change the way you pay your salespeople, haven't you?
Well, to a degree. I mean, I still have always paid them on profit, so I don't ever pay on revenue. And you and I both know that would be a terrible plan because people can sell it for any margin they want to and still get the same money as the guy sold for a lot. But what I've tried to do is really give them, you know, incentives to sell services. So as an example, my top sales guy, I migrated into kind of a services sales manager about 2 or 3 years ago. And this guy, I mean, he's very, very talented with hardware. He got out there, and that same talent, he just channeled it over to services, and he's lighting it up.
He made the adjustment.
It took a few years to get there.
Yeah. So I've got about 20 seconds on this. What's the main thing that you've learned from all this?
The main thing I've learned is that you have to accept what the future is going to be able to provide you and be a part of it and plan for it.
Believe what your eyes are seeing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about profitability, not revenue.
There you go. Website quickly.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
ISITN.com. Jay Myers and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.